Hey, it's Vinny, and today I'm joined with a friend who's going under the alias Simpy, which is really funny because it's very appropriate to the conversation we're gonna have today. We're gonna exploit ourselves as cheesy, disgusting. I mean, it's my old brand, but it's still currently Simpy's brand, isn't it? To be cheesy, disgusting, hopeless romantic, right?
Yes. Hi, Simpy. I love that name.
Okay, so once upon a time, I was not dead inside, and I went to some very, very corny measures to make people happy. I think the simpiest thing I've ever done would be oh my goodness, it's so not my style. I confessed to my last ex. Well, the ex before my last ex, in a love letter that I dropped into her backpack. I had the letter already written out. I spent an hour writing that letter
Oh
at like 2 in the morning. The night before I gave it to, I told you it's so not my character to do that. I stayed up an extra hour imagining how I would give it to her. And in my
oof.
imagination, I was so slick, okay? What I saw myself doing was, hey, sit down, let's hang out, whatever, and be like, oh, I have something for you. And then I was gonna hand her the letter and sit there and watch her read it and see her reaction and whatever, right? No. First of all, that whole scenario is not even accurate because who can look cool giving someone a love letter?
No one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay. My imagination didn't even end up being remotely accurate because what happened was I dropped it into her bag and I waited for her to look into her bag and she never looked into her bag. I don't even remember what we were doing. But then, you know what I did? I had to move my car, so I used that opportunity to be an idiot. I looked at her and I was like, "Oh, what's that in your bag?" And like right before she even got to her backpack, I booked it out of there.
Oh my
It was so embarrassing.
surprisingly, I relate to that.
No, well, actually, it wasn't that embarrassing because she sent me like a text. She told me what happened. When she saw it, she didn't think it was like a love letter. She thought it was like a friendship appreciation kind of letter because we just barely wrapped up a big event in a student org that we both ran together. She was my VP. I was the president. Yeah, this is also very tacky of me. I dated my vice president. Anyways, it was really sweet. I remember it being very sweet because she was genuinely surprised by the letter. It caught her off guard, and she sent me the sweetest message. And we met up that night, and that's how we started our relationship. Yeah, gross. Yeah. Simpy, go ahead and embarrass yourself because right now I can't do it anymore. This is so not like me.
I will do that gladly. I'm not going to start off with my most simpiest moment. I was seeing this one girl. So she was super down, and we had been talking a lot. I think we had gone maybe on like a few dates, but they weren't even official dates. And so she tells me that she's crying, and I'm like, "Wow, Simpy, this is your chance to like show her that you are the man." So what does Simpy do? Simpy slips into a Superman costume, puts a track costume over that Superman costume, drives to the gas station, gets an ice cream and a flower, and he's like, "All right, we're gonna drive to her house, tell her to come out, surprise her with ice cream, dressed as Superman to save, quote unquote, the day." So Simpy gets there. Simpy hops out and he messages her and he asks her to come outside. And she's like, "Oh, I'm about to go to sleep." And Simpy's like, Jesus, no, you have to come out because this will not go to waste. So she comes out and she sees Simpy in a tracksuit. Simpy grabs the tracksuit and rips it clean off to reveal a Superman costume. And she's there, you know. You can tell she's gotten out of the shower. She has a towel over her. And she's just laughing. And Simpy at first is like, okay, well, now she thinks you're a loser. Way to go, Simp. And she takes the ice cream, gives Simpy a hug, and says, my gosh, Simpy, you're so cute. Literally, that's all that was there. It was just for just to make her smile. If this relationship never went anywhere, but I know what it feels to do that stuff. Well, that was my third simpiest moment ever. Number two. This was in my last relationship, so to say. We never really defined it as a relationship. But I considered a relationship just because we were pretty much doing things people in relationships do. And so it was essentially a relationship. I got my ass dumped. Let's just leave it there. And so Simpy gives her a bouquet of roses and a letter that happens to be like 2 pages long, single space, about what Simpy feels and, you know, why we should try to give things a crack, blah, 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 based on what she said was the reason she was ending things. After all that, she says, let's talk. Simpy goes to talk, and she tells Simpy, hey, so I'm moving in with my ex. Nothing's going to happen, though, between us, which was a lie. So Simpy is like, okay, cool, whatever. Leaves it there. However, she's still sending mixed signals. She's still wanting to hang out, thing breaks at their workplace and everything. So Simpy's like, no, a part of her must still want to be together. So Simpy's like, I have to show her that, quote unquote, I am her man. And what does Simpy do? Simpy makes a music video.
Oh, I remember this music video very well. I think it gave me abs laughing at it.
Yes, Simpy makes a music video for the song I'm Your Man by Wham. And Simpy drives all the way to California, shoots the video in California.
Wait, like you are already going to California, not because you wanted to make this video, but because for other reasons, right?
Oh yeah, no, would be like the ultimate of simps. Like, I'm not even there yet. Yeah, no, I would not, no. I was going there for Thanksgiving anyway, and then while I was there, that's where I got the idea. You know what? I think I'm going to make a music video.
Yeah.
She would later end up blocking Simpy and telling Simpy that things were over and that she had made it very clear to Simpy that she did not like him anymore and for him to fuck off. However, if it serves as any kind of consolation to the viewers on what happened to Simpy and this girl, she would later end up coming back and apologizing to Simpy and trying to make amends, although you really can't go back from saying those kind of things.
Yeah, no.
And so while Simpy said yes to being friends, Simpy still really much hates her guts. No, hates a strong word. He is indifferent. In regards to the music video, though, Simpy found out that she never even watched it. Just 2 minutes in, she just couldn't handle it, and she decided to throw it away. So she never even saw the music video that Simpy spent a whole week and a half working his butt off 24/7 to edit all together. And not gonna lie, that broke Simpy's heart, but Simpy's cool.
Simpy, you got me beat. Cause
please don't say that, because I haven't even gotten to number one.
With my dumb things I've done, it's like some of it's generic. I think that love letter thing that I pulled was probably the most rom-com-esque move I've ever pulled. But everything else I've done is fairly generic, okay? Like going places that are mildly inconvenient for me to go just so I could have the chance to interact with people I'm interested in. I'm like, I feel like those are standard simp moves, you know? Like bare minimum simping. I feel like that's what I'm capable of. Your simp style is just wow.
Please, please don't say that, because I have a lot of simp stories, and I'm just choosing the top three for you. they're all pretty much like in the same realm of stuff. It just makes me sound like one big simp.
Okay. Actually, I'll admit another time when I was kind of having my simping moments. I had a friend where I was working with him, and it was late at night. We had to be outside, so it was cold, whatever. But someone mixed up our schedule for breaks, and they let us go on break 10 minutes into our first post. We kind of put two and two together that they weren't really monitoring us properly, and we did something very, very unethical. We snuck off. Yeah, we snuck off, went exploring, took off our uniform and hid it under like this old staircase that we found. And it was up in the mountains, so there's snow and stuff, and we were able to just hide all our gear away, right? And we started wandering and we were talking, getting to know each other better, because at this point we were getting to the point of being good friends, but we weren't quite close friends yet. Yeah, no, the conversations were fun, and there was a point where we went up into the mountains and such. I had a few snow ball fights and a few, you know, flirty-esque or so tackle sessions into like the snow and whatever other cheesy nonsense you see in Hallmark movies during winter. And I don't know, there's just a point where we were just laying in the snow stargazing. It was really gross. I mean, cute. Really, it was really cute.
I take it you're not a fan of the really cute.
I'm not good with cheesy stargazing, blah blah, all that. And then the feels were caught that night for sure. That's when the feels were developing. But fast forward a month, no, not even fast forward a month, actually I don't remember. Yeah, no, fast forward a few weeks, we pulled a secret dating card that in his eyes wasn't even dating at all. I bet it was just him playing me, and he just didn't want to be direct and admit that he just wanted a friends with benefits. But had he talked to me about it, I might have actually been down, you know, because I appreciate honesty rather than someone that likes to juke people's feelings. But it's fine, because I honestly got over it fairly quickly after I found out that I was played. So yeah, I found out later on I was played when I was stuck in Vegas for a weekend with our mutual friend crew. But I did not go to Vegas with that friend group because of him. I went because I had a different friend in that group that invited me. And then a bunch of them started inviting me too. That's the only reason why I went. It was not because of him. No, not that far of a simp. The stigma against women being emotional at all is absurd. Because when a girl just raises her voice for even 1 second, she's considered aggressive. When a girl states exactly what she wants, she's considered emotional or too clingy or, it's like I'm destined to fail if I try to express my desires at all. So I play this card in front of people that makes them believe I am a dead inside, emotionless person, because the second I showcase any cheesy behavior, it's immediately labeled as, she's a crazy woman, stay away. But yeah, let's hear number one, shall we?
So number one, I told you about this one just recently. You know, she was going through a pretty hellish time, a pretty rough time, and honestly, I just wanted to, you know, make her day. Granted, before, I have sent this person flowers, and that was just because I knew she was going through a rough time, and I thought it'd be a sweet gesture, and I remember she said it was sweet and was like, "You're such a great friend!" So, with this, she came down with the dreaded coronavirus, COVID-19. And so I told myself, you know what? Let's make her a little care package. You know, like maybe put some little goodies in there to help her feel better. And this all just happened because she actually, the conversation when she told me she had the Rona, I told her, you know what would be a great medicine to take? And I was setting that up to say laughter is the best medicine, because she was like, oh, would it be flowers from Simpy? Would that be good medicine? And there I was like, girl, that happened like months ago. Like, why you keep bringing up them flowers? So I got her flowers. I got her a bottle of wine. I got her Reese's candy, because that's her favorite. I got her some tea, because I know tea helps you when you're sick. I got her a Wonder Woman mug. I got her bath bombs. I got her some candles. What else did I get? Oh, I made her a joke book to play on the fact that laughter is the best medicine. In addition to that, it was all put in a little box. And on top of that, the little box came with a little note in which all the items were numbered, and each number had like this cute little rhymey poem I made to explain what the item was and what it was for. Suffice to say, she enjoyed it. She posted about it on Facebook and said she loved it, that it was super cute. And then I told her it was for me, and she was like, that's so sweet.
And the ego-blowing line that she threw at you?
Well, at first it was all like, oh, you know, I really hurt your face tons. I hope you know that, this and that. And then the following morning, she sends a message saying, hey, like, FYI, I just want to let you know this is the kind of stuff that girls just love. And I know that once you find the right girl, she's going to love this. And she is going to be so happy and lucky to have you. And it won't be the other way around. That's cool. I really don't care, honestly, because the whole reason I was doing this was just to make her feel better, because I've seen what COVID does to people. Yeah, the fact that she was handling it like a champ, I was like, yo, like, here's a few things that might help you feel better. And honestly, it was just to get a smile out of her. I was not doing it with any intention, like, oh, since I do this for her, she'll feel obligated to go on a date with me. No, I just wanted to make her day. Aww. I'm very well aware that she's not into Jack Black looking simpies. She's more into the Tom Ellis, Chris Hemsworth dudes.
Stop and that's cool it. With me.
I was totally fine with that. So that's my biggest, and the reason I made that one number one is just because that's like super simpy. I mean, I had fun because I love doing this kind of creative stuff, but yeah, that is my number one simp moment.
Dang. Yeah, you got me beat.
That's not really a contest I want to win. But
this is like winning Never Have I Ever.
Thank you. Oh, I don't win that game anymore.
Oh, good for you. I used to.
In fact, one of my good friends, Voldy, he wins at it all the time now.
Why don't we just, you know, change it up and make fun of ourselves for our most cringy, embarrassing, blah, 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 moments with potential or current or previous crushes, shall we? I already have one right out of the get-go, just because this one moment made me so embarrassed. So, I have very adorable siblings. The ones that were trying to set me up with one of their friends is older than me and is a dude. And very, very athletic. So the friend he was trying to set me up with is also, you know, dude, very athletic, blah, blah, blah. A few years ago, I was being introduced to him over a turkey bowl session. Do you know what turkey bowl is, just so you're in the loop?
A bowl with turkey meat?
Not quite literally. So turkey bowl is like, my bro and his boys, they would get together every Thanksgiving morning and take over an entire field and just play football. Yeah. So this one year I didn't participate because I didn't want to die. There were a lot of boys there that were twice my size, and they were all playing tackle football. I would have died if I got tackled by any of them. What happened was, I came with my older sister and like all my other siblings and whatnot. So my sister and I came mainly to just spectate. I was going for another objective, which was to meet this guy that my bro wanted to set me up with, right? I was attempting to talk to him when I had the chance, but I was not at all smooth or cool about it. Alarming, I know. Who would have thought Vinny was once a lame-o?
Oh, wow.
I'm actually still a lame-o. Like the amount of giddiness that came out of me today when I was DMing a cute boy. Actually, same boy from this story. Okay, so I've evolved. Anyways,
Wait, what?
I'm just telling everyone right now, if you're listening, there's always a chance. Okay, so rewind back to the story just so this whole moment can be really cute. This was two-ish years ago, I think. Two or three, I can't recall at the moment. So I was just, trying to talk, but I wasn't doing a good job at it. And I think I was pushing my bros' patience. Post Turkey Bowl, all of us group up at a restaurant. Oh, I do remember, but I'm not gonna drop the restaurant's name just because the story's already actually the story's already so specific. If he ever comes across the story, then you just laugh at it. It was
Oh my God, and of course an IHOP.
Yeah, so we all grouped up, and like in the IHOP seating where you're waiting for tables, there's like two random rows of booths that like are face to face, and there's a huge
Yeah.
open space that leads from the door to the end, like not the end, the what is it called, the desk at front, at the front desk. That's not a restaurant term.
I honestly call it front desk anyway.
Okay, basically what happened was they were hella trying to push me towards this particular cute boy. And I was, I was shy girl, And I did not sit next to him at first, but we were on the same booth, right? My little brother, so he's bigger than me now and stronger than me, right? You know what he does?
He picks
What?
you up, puts you there.
No, it's so much worse. So when I sat down at
Oh.
the booth, I was not sitting like particularly close to and like to the cute guy, and then like, or I actually know what happened was when I went to sit down, my bros were trying to like manipulate the whole setting so that I'd end up sitting next to said cute boy, and I chickened out. I didn't sit next to him, so I sat at the very end of the booth. My little brother. He was like, it was so embarrassing because there was like a giant, like there was a blatant gap between cute boy and this other random boy that was also playing turkey bowl with us that day. My bros looked at me and they're like, "What are you doing? Sit right there." And it was so embarrassing because I was like, "Okay, y'all are not subtle." And then my little brother came over, had the audacity to pick me up and plop me. But what's worse is that I was like mildly uncomfortable with this whole situation. So I squirmed, and the second I squirmed, he dropped me on the other guy.
Oh my, he
And you know what's the
placed you
worst
on
part?
this dude's lap.
He dropped me on the wrong one, but what's worse is they have the same
Oh.
name. Cute boy and wrong boy has the same name.
Wow,
And
I swear that stuff only happens
what's
to you.
worse is that when I fell down, I had to like recompose myself and try to be as cool about it as possible, but at this point I'm just sitting there full of shame because I can't even look at cute boy in the face and want to talk to him now. But he was really sweet about it. I think at some point when we were waiting, he made it possible for me to not just sit there and cringe and want to die internally. And yeah, and fast forward to like actually all of us eating together. He was really charming at the table. He's funny. But hey, at least the conversations went well because I ended up getting his Snapchat and Instagram. And fast forward to today, a few years later, I actually, so I'm a lot bolder and a lot braver and a lot smoother than I was a few years ago, right? He posted a really cute, funny Insta story post, and then I DM'd him. I said he was adorable, but
Teasing and
it
cuteness,
was
like, hey,
very
I dig you.
obvious that I was flirting with him. And we actually had banter for like a good amount of time. So I'm like, I don't know, the door's open now. There's potential. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can embarrass yourself a few years ago and eventually it might lead to something. That's my moral of the story.
Well, these things are going good, somewhat,
Hopefully, I hope this
with
leads to
right guy.
something. I find him still very much attractive now. And he seems like not a jerkwad that may try to play my feelings. So there's hope. How did you embarrass yourself? Please tell me you can top my story, or is this just like the ultimate?
Can I top your story? There was this one time at my old job, which, keep in mind is a law firm. People go there, paralegals, whatnot. There's a break room. There was this girl who worked in one of the other departments who's super beautiful. She had these like huge bright blue eyes, and I remember every time she'd walk into the break room, I would like get up and just walk out, just random as hell. I was talking to one of my friends who also worked in that department. And I remember she knew, and she was like, hey, so turns out or knows that you like her. And I'm like, huh, what do you mean? How did you know that? And she's like, well, she says it's kind of obvious. Every time she enters the room, you stand up and walk out with your cheeks all red and blushing. Yeah, every time she'd walk into a room, I would literally, no matter what I was doing, stand up, walk out. If I was
You are
buying something,
so
I finish my purchase, walk out. Sometimes I wouldn't even finish my purchase at the little vending machine. I'd just leave it there and I'd walk out. My hands would start shaking. I'd get all nervous. I'm like, nope, can't do this. Bye.
that's cute though.
Well, that's the thing. Then she told me, she's like, yeah, she thinks it's really adorable. It's just that, the age difference, this, and that. Okay, well, it's not like I asked her out, so I don't really care. But ever since then, every time I saw her in the break room, she'd look at me and I'd get all super nervous and embarrassed, and I would try and leave, and I always end up doing some kind of stupid thing. Like the first time she did that, I would try to leave, and I remember I moved my hand and I spilled a cup of water all over the table. That eventually what I did was I used my sweater sleeve, I dried up the water on the table, and I'd walk out. Just so I wouldn't have to go get paper towels next to where she was standing.
Oh
Ah.
my goodness.
It was embarrassing.
Wow.
It was embarrassing.
Wow. So when you find a woman beyond words to describe her beauty, you're just a mess.
I mean, like, it's like that one poli sci girl. Like, I give her my seat. And then I had no place to sit, so I'd feel embarrassed just standing at the top of the classroom, and so I would just walk out. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not gonna sit anywhere. I'm gonna walk out. I'm gonna miss this class. Sorry, y'all. Bye.
Remember
So
this. I thought you were so dumb.
I
So,
think
you know what's funny? Our embarrassment styles are different.
they pretty much are.
Because your embarrassment styles, like, you do silly things because of nerves, right? And then for me, when I don't do anything at all, I'm being pushed to do things, and that's when I get embarrassed.
I actually, one of my most embarrassing moments got caught on camera on a security tape.
I remember that video.
In front of one of the women that I had feelings for, threw a soda can up in the air trying to look all cool, that I'd catch it right back and then open it as I catch it and be all badass and drink it. Nope. What ends up happening? It misses my hand, hits the floor, ricochets back up and starts spinning around, gets me all wet, and they're all looking at me laughing. And then the the big boss is still in his office. And I'm like, shit, he's going to see this mess. So I grab paper towels and I'm just like cleaning as fast as I can. The top of the ceiling, everything, standing on chairs and on desks to get that cleaned up. And then I rush right back to my desk to make it look like I'm working, because that's when the boss immediately started walking out.
So you're trying to look cool in front of this one woman you liked at work, and you spilled soda everywhere, and I got caught on surveillance camera.
And they sent me the surveillance footage. And I'm going to have to remember that forever.
Hey, if it makes you feel better, one time. Oh, I remember this one. It was in high school. I had a crush on this one guy that I had class with and went bowling together. And I got distracted by this cute guy. And what happened was my fingers, they were... I don't know how I was holding the bowling ball, but I wasn't holding it properly or something. When I was getting ready to like throw the ball into the, what is it called? The alley, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but like my thumb stayed in the hole and this ball weighed about 10 pounds. And for some reason, the force of me tossing it towards the pins was enough to kick me forward. And what happened was, you know how like the alley's greased?
Yeah.
I ended up, whatever force pulled me forward, my foot slipped on the alley and I literally ate it and landed in the gutter in front of the guy that I thought was cute from my class.
Oh my goodness. Did he think it was cute?
He didn't even laugh. He just looked at me with full concern. And that was probably the most insulting part. I wished he laughed. If he had laughed at all, I could have, like, in the back of my mind, pretended to think, oh yeah, he probably thought that was cute and endearing. No, he was just like, are you okay? And I was just laying there like, please just let me die here. Like, just leave me to die. It's fine. But I think, like, me getting dropped on someone at an IHOP was definitely, it's still the worst, most embarrassing
moment, you know, of my life. You know, that's still pretty bad. I think I might be able to top it with this story. So there was this one gorgeous redhead I used to have the biggest crush on, right? I had asked her to go watch a movie. Turns out she said she was hanging out with her best friend at the time. And so if it was okay if she went along, and I said, sure. You know, that there alone is like, buddy, that's friend zone 101.
Yeah, no.
But I decided to bring my best friend at the time.
Please don't tell me it's DB.
Yes, it is.
I DB. Do not like him.
And so we go, and I get there first with DB. And I told DB that I'm going to buy tickets. And so DB buys his own ticket, and I buy two tickets. And DB's like, why did you buy two tickets? I'm like, well, one's for me and one's for Mrs. Gingerbread. And he's like, does she know that you're buying her her ticket? I'm like, no, but I'll tell her when she gets here. And then we go, we sit in the corner, and we're just waiting. Mrs. Gingerbread arrives. She doesn't see us, so she goes to make a line to buy tickets at the theater with her friend. And then DB's like, bro, shouldn't you tell her you already bought her a ticket? And I'm there just like mute and silent. And DB's like, well, you might want to go do that, or else you just spent $12 on a ticket that you're not going to use. And you're going to have an empty seat right next to you. And I'm here like, I should, but I'm scared. And I'm there literally standing just next to DB. And so DB gets me to walk all the way to her. And she says, oh, hey, Simpy. And I'm just like, literally like.
Mute. Absolutely mute.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, hi. And then she's there saying, it's two tickets for the movie at the time when I go see was I, Frankenstein. She's like, two tickets, please. And then I'm like, oh, hey, Mrs. Gingerbread. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I actually bought you a ticket. And then I made it so awkward and weird. And in front of the cash guy, too, bought the ticket. And she's like, oh, that's fine. I actually need to buy another ticket anyway because I have another person coming. And I'm just like, get what?
Wait, so was it MC?
Yes, it was. So that was even more embarrassing.
Oh, then, MC was like low-key your trying to break out of the friend zone rival because both of y'all were balls deep in that, huh?
Well, at least you got him got with her. I did not get that far.
No. MC made out with Gingerbread?
Yeah. They made out several times. In fact, Gingerbread wanted to take things to the next level and be like a couple. But MC wasn't allowed to date until he turned 16, and he wasn't 16 at the time. It's just the rules of his cult. I mean, religion. And so, eventually, because he wasn't making a move, she just ended out with him and then met her boyfriend, who would be her boyfriend for like 3 years, at Target. If anything, MC definitely gets kudos for that because he got a lot farther than I ever did.
I think even I got a lot farther than you ever did because she and I were also really good friends too, and she always kissed me. So I'm pretty sure I even got farther than you ever did.
Okay, I'm gonna walk out now. Thank you. To finish that embarrassing story, I even sat next to her because she wanted to sit next to MC. So I got to sit next to her best friend and my best friend on the other side. And that was all just fucking great. I just sat there and decided to watch the fucking movie. I'm like, well, wonderful. I don't even want to see this movie. No, I have to watch it.
Okay.
I'm just like, oh, man.
Dang. Simpy, the real OG simp, huh? It's okay. But hey, look, things might turn around, okay? Because I was embarrassed beyond words in front of said cute boy. And today, I was DMing said cute boy. And things are looking up because he was flirting back. So we'll see where things go. You never know, baby. You never know. That's always the moral. Anyways, Simpy was just telling me a really funny story. And I might actually expose him right now because he's bullying me. So anyways, basically,
I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
What the story was about was he was at a party, and rewind back to the story of how he made that whole care package for Color Leirona. And it was a party that took place at her house. And he was on the same beer pong team as a woman he thought was very beautiful, right? And when she started tapping out of drinking her fair share of, was it beer that you guys were drinking?
Yeah, we're drinking beer.
Yeah, so when she was tapping out, like, guess who had to come up and sweep her off her feet to her rescue? A cute old simpy. And he was like, don't worry, let me drink it for you. And he got really wasted. And he was apparently impersonating Ross from Friends and got called Ross all night long, even though he personally wants to be Chandler. But he'll never be a Chandler, you know? Oh, wait, let me rephrase that. He actually dreams of being Joey. But let's be real here. No simpy can be Joey, okay?
No simpy can ever utter the words, hey, how you doing? Nope. Simpies can't do that, guys. If you're a simp, that's not you, bro.
Honestly, if any guy ever approached me with that line, hey, how you doing? I would actually die from laughter, but it would not turn me on. Not in the slightest at all.
Well, you know, that's not cool. I love that line. I've always wanted to try that line on someone.
If you try that line, you might get slapped.
Oh, funny thing. I almost got slapped by Mrs. Rona because this one time at work, I said, howdy ho. But she didn't let me finish the sentence because I was pulling a Ned Flanders from The Simpsons. I was going to say, howdy ho, Ranger Joe. But all she heard was howdy ho. And literally, dead ass, she turns around. Her hand is in a fist. It comes this close to my face. And she's like, the fuck you say? And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And she's like, you just called me a fucking hoe. I'm like, no, 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 no. I was saying hi. She's like, yeah, you said howdy, ho. Implying that I'm a hoe. I'm like, no, 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 no. Hear me out. And I literally grabbed her punch. Linda, listen. I was saying howdy, ho. Ranger Joe. Before I could even get to Ranger Joe, next thing I know, your fist is a millimeter away from my face.
So, which, you know, you're very good at charming women, we hear.
I should have just gone with the how you doing line there. So,
how you doing?
I actually use that line when I speak with women online. I send them that gif, whatever. That's literally Joey saying, hey, how you doing?
I have to admit, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
And then, based off of that, depending on how they respond, is where I go from there. Yeah. If they don't respond at all, then that's fine.
Yeah. As we close off our simping hours, any last words to all of your failed conquests?
Just because my conquests have failed does not mean that I have closed that book. Mrs. Gingerbread, it's always a special place for you. Just call Simpy. Mrs. Rona, you are currently the apple of one of Simpy's eyes. So, you know, if you're looking to get down and dirty, just kidding, that's not Simpy. If you're looking on a nice, good old-fashioned date, bam, Simpy's your man. Everyone else, you girls can go fuck yourselves. So
harsh, but at least straight to the point. Okay, well, for me, to all of my failed attempts at, I don't know, romance? Is that the word I want to use to describe these endeavors?
Well, if you're going
to
say romance, you might as well have just said to all the boys I've loved before.
I can't because copyright.
And because they weren't all boys.
Yeah, because they weren't all boys. Okay, take into account that I'm not straight. Anyways, to all my failed attempts at love, thank you for the experiences because, for me, what doesn't kill me makes me funnier. And I'm out. Bye.